Welcome to Ringside with Arif Dean, presented by Mile High Sports. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube page at Mile High Sports. Of course, you can find me on social media at Run Right Arif. Today, we're doing a special interview with the Avalanche's new center, Casey Mittelstadt, who they acquired, if you remember, on March 6th in a one-for-one trade with Bowen Byram, perhaps the biggest trade leading up to the trade deadline last year. 25 years old, slotting in as the second-line center behind Nathan MacKinnon, Casey Mittelstadt was drafted 8th overall by the Buffalo Sabres in 2017. And we're going to chat with him a little bit after his first training camp and preseason with the Colorado Avalanche. Say hello, Casey.
Hello. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, of course. Just kind of want to start. How was your summer this past year?
Yeah, it was good. Back in Minnesota, so that's always nice. And yeah, I'm hitting the wedding age, so a little hectic, but it's been a lot of fun.
A lot of guys get married over the summer, it seems like. How many weddings do you usually plan for each off season?
Oh man, I think this summer we maybe had five maybe. So wow. Yeah, luckily though, they were all pretty close by in Minnesota, so it was nothing too crazy, and they were all pretty fun. So
nice. So this is, of course, your first full season with the Avalanche. You obviously were traded here in the middle of, you know, playing every other day leading up to the playoffs. You get your first experience of the full training camp, probably more learning about the room, learning about the systems and things like that than you would have in March. I guess, what's been the most eye-opening experience for you having your first training camp here?
Yeah, I think just for myself, I think it was nice to come here last year and, you know, kind of learn it a little bit. Obviously, I was thrown out there and trying to learn on the go a bit, but you know, I think to have the background of that coming into this year was very nice. And, you know, getting to know the guys last year, so I'm not walking into a room pretty blind. So camp for me this year has been great. I think it's been a lot of fun, and it was nice to get away with the guys for a couple of days on the road. And yeah, it's been a blast.
When you look at this team and its roster, what do you see? What sticks out?
I think the main thing about this team that sticks out, even before I got here, they're hard to play against. I mean, so fast and so skilled. So to join that was very exciting. And, you know, I think it fits my game pretty well. So, yeah, but the main thing that sticks out is definitely the speed and the skill, I think, up and down the lineup.
Last year when the Avs made that trade for you, they had a clear need for that, you know, second line center role where you're slotted in. But they had a large amount of wingers that they trusted in the top six. It's a little bit different now with Lehkonen out, with Val still out until November at least. You're playing with two rookies. You have one who's a lot older, who's played professional hockey. You have a 19-year-old in Cal Ritchie, obviously Nikolai Kovalenko being the other. What's it been like kind of having that dynamic of suddenly you're the veteran on this line?
Yeah, it's been, you know, last year I kind of had Lucky and Val kind of teaching me as we go. So, yeah, obviously now, like you said, I'm the old guy on the line, so I'll try to help them out. But, you know, they're both good players. I've played with them a lot through camp, and I feel like there's definitely some chemistry there. And I think, you know, you have Rich, he's so young, but you can see how he sees the game and the spots he goes to get open, I think, will fit very well with me. So, yeah, I'm very excited for both of them. And, yeah, a little change up, though, being the old guy for sure.
Does it kind of inspire confidence to know that you guys have these four wingers, but Bednar put the two rookies with you rather than splitting them up with Nathan, just trusting you in that role?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think I feel pretty comfortable in the system now. And, you know, I think defensively, I took me a minute, but you kind of figure it out. And I feel like that's where I can help out a lot as well. So, yeah, it's going to be fun for sure. I think there'll probably be a few growing pains for all of us. But, you know, I think the chemistry is there. And as long as we work hard, play with the puck, I think we'll be just fine.
I want to go back to March 6th last season when the trade broke down. It was here in Denver. It was during a morning skate of a game against the Detroit Red Wings. And it was kind of chaotic on our end to kind of see it all break down. Bowen Byram, who you were traded for, had skated. And then 30 minutes later, he was suddenly gone. Just what was that day like for you?
Yeah, pretty similar, I would bet. We were in Toronto about to play the Leafs that night. Obviously, we were on East Coast time. So I actually literally just put my phone down to take a nap and rolled over and closed my eyes, and then there it was ringing. So, you know, weirdly, I kind of had a feeling I was going to get traded. I don't think it was like Kevin Adams was like really looking for it, but you know, I think the right deal came for both teams. And yeah, then from there it was pretty chaotic, I think, trying to pack up and get to Colorado. But you know, I look back on it now, it was a fun time. And yeah, like I said, definitely pretty chaotic
going into that, I guess, the trade deadline and everything. You know, like you said, you kind of had an inkling that something was up, but I remember Buffalo had, you know, hand out a few long-term contracts. Rasmus Dahlin, Tage Thompson had gotten his a couple, about a year maybe earlier, but you were coming to the end of your current deal. Did it kind of, is that what ultimately made you feel like there's just a lot of forwards here? Maybe I'm the one to go, or what was it that made you feel like something was up?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, they had Tage and Cousins as well, both locked up for a long time, and rightfully so. They're both great players and great friends of mine, so definitely not a knock on them. But, you know, I did probably come to the point where it was, you know, I kind of felt like, all right, these guys are locked up and I'm not, so it kind of seems like I might be moving on. And, you know, which was fine. I had a blast there and have a lot of very good memories and very good friends there. And at the same time, you know, I think I got traded here. I was very excited for something new, and especially to come to a team like this where there's so much skill. And yeah, you know, I think playing against Colorado was honestly for me probably my least favorite team to play against. So to get traded here was definitely nice.
Does who you're traded for matter? Like, does it kind of give you a little bit of an ego boost, I guess would be the terrible way to explain, like, I was traded for this guy that this team held in high regard?
I mean, maybe, I guess. I don't know, to be honest. Maybe at the time, you know, obviously you look like, oh, well, who did I get traded for and whatnot, but I haven't thought about it a lot since. And I think, you know, I've played against Bo a lot. I think he's a very, very good player, and he's going to be a very good player in this league for a long time. So, yeah, I guess it could be a confidence boost for sure. But I guess, yeah, like I said, I haven't thought about it much. But, yeah, I think it's different, though. Everyone's different. Maybe I'm different than Bo or someone else who gets moved. So not a whole lot.
Jared Bednar, last year, I remember when the playoffs were starting, you know, you had played 15, 20 games, whatever it was at that point with the team. And when we asked him how he felt about your game, he used the phrase just okay, which Bednar's a nice guy, is ultimately saying that he went on to explain that he was looking for something more. And then as the playoffs went on, sometimes he wasn't even asked about you, and it went from just okay to like, this guy is ultimately one of my top guys. What changed for you in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was hard at first. I think for me, just I've been in Buffalo my whole career, and you know, I'm very comfortable there and had very, very good friends. And you know, you enter a new locker room and trying to get comfortable, I guess, more than anything. And you know, I think I agree with Bedzie on that take. So I don't think right when I got here it was necessarily my best, but you know, I felt like playoffs came, and you know, it's time to play. There's no excuses. So yeah, I don't know, something switched there at some point, I guess. And I felt like I found my game. And yeah, I think, like you said, though, Bedzie's definitely one to be very positive. So I would agree with that take. And I think he knows my game very well, though, as well, which I think is huge for me. And you know, something that's going to help me grow in the future.
Your first taste of the NHL postseason, was it everything you had thought? And is the game, I guess, as different as people make it out to be in terms of the physicality? And just ultimately, there's this famous phrase of like, you have players that get you there, and then you have players that get you through. Did you feel that difference? And what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, I think for me, it was pretty crazy. I remember game one in Winnipeg with the whiteout, and it was very loud. And you know, it was so cool, though. I think that's something that I'll never forget. And, you know, definitely gets you fired up and gets your adrenaline pumping. And, you know, I'm sure that happens to every player. So when that happens, the game's definitely going to be more physical. And, you know, guys are laying out, putting their face in front of pucks. And, yeah, it's something very, very special. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing it again.
I want to go back to game three against Dallas when you guys had woken up that morning and Drouin was coming back in the lineup, and then the news came out that Val Nichushkin was going to get suspended. How did that day kind of shake out for you from your point of view, being in that room and just seeing it, how it unfolded with Val?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I hadn't been here long, so I don't have the full perspective. But yeah, it was interesting. Honestly, it was kind of like a one-for-one swap, Val for Drew. And, you know, they're both very good players. So that was kind of where our focus went was, well, we lost Val, but we got Drew back. And we know how much Drew means to this team. So, yeah, I don't really think it was much more than that. You're kind of pretty hemmed in the moment, getting ready to play. And, you know, for me especially, just trying to focus on myself and make sure that I was ready to go.
Do you feel like that news kind of played any kind of effect in how the game ended up shaking out?
Yeah, maybe. I think, you know, like, I think we'd be lying, you lose Val. He's such a good player. And especially to that point in the playoffs, I mean, he was just an absolute horse. So, yeah, I mean, it's obviously tough. You never want to lose one of your top guys. But, you know, sometimes there's things that are bigger than hockey. And, yeah, for us, I think it was hard. I think, you know, Taser was also very sick that day. I remember seeing him. I saw a ghost. So, yeah, I think, you know, a couple of your top guys go out for a big game. It's definitely tough.
Yeah, and I think it was game four, not game three. But speaking of Val, I guess a lot of people refer to him as like a unicorn in hockey, a one of one. Like, what makes him so special?
Yeah. I mean, he's so big, but he moves so well and he's so strong on the puck. It's crazy. I think I remember playing against him and I was like, oh my goodness, this guy is a monster. And obviously I think he plays a lot with Mikko and Nate as well. So you throw those three guys out there, they're all huge. It's a special combination. So, yeah, but also, you know, his ability to kill penalties and, you know, play on the power play, special teams. I don't think he really has a weakness in his game. So, yeah, he's a special player for sure.
You spoke about obviously not having the full perspective, given he had been suspended the year before and you weren't here, and then you joined. And, you know, a lot of guys in the room afterward were very, like, openly frustrated about it, when in 2023 they were probably a little quieter. I guess taking all that into account, and also taking into account what you just said about his game, like, do you think it's going to be hard to welcome him back in the room?
You know, to be honest, I actually don't know. Like I said, I don't have like the full perspective of the guys who were here before and, you know, what happened. And to be honest, I don't have a good answer for you that. I think, you know, that's going to be up to more of the leaders and, you know, kind of what they think needs to happen. And, yeah, you know, versus me, I'm kind of just trying to learn from these guys right now. And, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens, though. You know, he's such a good player. And from my experience, he was just a super nice guy to me all the time. So I have no problem with it.
And then speaking of the leadership, I kind of wanted to get into a couple of those guys. What is your relationship with Gabriel Landeskog?
Yeah, I've got to know Gabe a bit. Obviously, it's a little harder. He's not around as much as, you know, I think he would like to be. And but it's pretty impressive to me. I've been hurt before for a decent amount of time, and, you know, it's hard to feel like you're connected with the team. And you know, I think Gabe does a very good job. He's always in the room hanging out and finds his way on a few road trips with the guys and things like that. So yeah, Gabe has been, he's been awesome to me, and couldn't be more welcoming. And you know, trying to get to know me, and yeah, he's been awesome.
When you look in that dressing room in the core that you talk about, you know, there's an MVP in the room. There's a Conn Smythe trophy winner. Kale also has a Norris. I think three of those guys have won Calder trophies. Like, is the group as tight as it feels from the outside? And is Landeskog's presence still felt in that, despite obviously him not playing right now?
Yeah, I think to start with Gabe, I think for sure. I think, I mean, even in team meetings, he still speaks up. And, you know, I think when he talks, everyone kind of shuts up and listens. And, you know, like you said, in the locker room with guys who have done a lot in this league, to have that much respect from from everyone, even when you've been out for an extended period of time, I think goes a long way. And on the flip side of that, you know, for me, like, obviously, like you said, we got Kale and Nate and a bunch of stars. So, but they've been awesome to me, like awesome. Really taking me under their wing, I feel like, and, you know, helped me show the way. I think, especially Kale, we're very close in age. I think we'll end up being pretty good friends. And, you know, Nate, on the flip side, I've played quite a bit of golf with them and things like that. So it's been pretty easy to get to know those guys. And honestly, they've been very, very welcoming, and I've had a blast doing it.
I don't know if you've had a chance to watch the new Amazon series that came out with all of, you know, the behind the scenes, a lot of guys. A lot of people are talking about Connor McDavid and getting to know like the hockey side of him a little bit more because he is so quiet. Nathan MacKinnon, similar to that. On the outside, you don't really get to know a lot about him other than just his fiery nature, I guess. I remember your first practice. You had come in, it was at Family Sports. You guys finished skating and everybody had filtered out. And I think there was like me and like two other media guys in there. And we saw MacKinnon come and introduce himself and talk to you. I guess, what is he like on a personal level?
Yeah, Nate has been, he's been awesome to me. I think, you know, I think he's pretty similar to what he is on the ice. Very fiery and competitive. And I don't think he turns it off very much. So, but that's awesome. I think I'm always interested in getting in a competitive game or something, whether it's at the rink or away. So I think I've had fun doing that with him. We've had some pretty good golf matches and things along those lines. And but you know, he's such a good guy too. I think maybe that's what the media doesn't see, is obviously he's very fiery and definitely going to hold his teammates accountable. But you know, at the same time, if you're struggling with something, he's the first guy to come say, all right, let's work on this, let's work on that. And definitely really, really looking out for the guys. And yeah, like I said, he's been awesome to me.
Having a guy like that in the room that has that fiery nature, obviously it's paid off given the MVP, the Stanley Cup and whatever. Does that help boost the team into the level where the Avalanche have been the last few years?
For sure. I think he comes every day, and to be that good of a player, but every day his standard is so high. He wants to be the best he can be, and he wants to continue to get better. And you see that. I mean, a guy like me, you know, I want to learn from what he has to say, and you know, watch what he does a little bit, and you know, try to put some of that into my own game. So, yeah, he definitely raises the bar. I think there's no question about it. The standard is extremely high every day. And if you don't meet it, you're probably going to hear about it, but you know, he's also going to help you improve and become a better player.
And then the last thing I want to touch on is you were obviously, after you were traded here, you still needed a new contract, and it seemed to get done pretty quickly. There wasn't a lot of, you know, rumors or talk about how things are going. And then it was announced. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was good. You know, I wanted to be here. I wasn't looking to make top crazy, whatever. You know, I think the opportunity for me here to play in this role, as well as the ability to grow. And, you know, we got so many good players here, and I want to get better. I want to get a lot better. So, you know, playing against Nate and Mikko every day in practice, I feel like there's a really good opportunity for me to do that. And, yeah, you know, and at the same time, I think I fit in well here. It's a very hardworking group and pretty quiet guys that just come here and try to get better every day. I think, you know, that's kind of the mindset that I'm at. And yeah, so it was pretty quick, and I was happy just to get it done and move on and get ready for the year.
And then to close this season, Lehkonen obviously starting on the injured list, hoping to have him back. Val reinstatement sometime, probably in mid-November at the earliest. Gabe Landeskog at some point this season is expecting and wants to play. What are kind of your expectations, all of that taken into account, some of these rookies you have, a lot of the changes you've seen? What are your expectations for yourself, for the team this season?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not necessarily one to look super far ahead. I think for me, I just try to come in each day and like I said, just continue to improve and become a better player. And, you know, I think the more reps you get in every situation, the better you're going to be. So, you know, expectations for the team are, I think we're going to be a really good team. And I don't think anyone would say any different than that if they were sitting here. And I think we expect to win a lot of games and be a very good team. So other than that, I don't think I look too far ahead. Like I said, I'm not one to look ahead like, oh, well, when Lecky comes back or Val comes back, you know, obviously they're both great players. Be excited to have them. But for me, I'm just focusing on the first game and I go from there.
Awesome. Well, that's all I had. So thanks a lot for joining us and good luck Wednesday in Vegas to open the season.
Awesome, guys. Thank you.